Step aboard Motor Yacht Unbridled, where elegance meets the open sea. Dive into a world of refined adventure, tailored experiences, and five-star service. From sun-soaked decks to moonlit dinners, every moment on Unbridled is designed to indulge your senses, whether it's an intimate escape or a celebration of a lifetime. Unbridled, where the extraordinary is standard.
I'm Captain Liam, Motor Yacht Unbridled. It's a 191 Trinity. Very special to be here in Newport Beach. We had the Newport show last week, didn't we? That's when we first met, Jenna.
We did. It was fantastic.
It was unreal.
A great show.
And Jenna's with Northrop & Johnson as a leading charter broker. Tell us about yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Jenna. This is a relaxed chat. There'll be some questions that come in. But I'm more interested about the story of you and kind of where you came into yachting.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for having me aboard the beautiful Unbridled. I love her name because I'm a horsey girl, so that's part of my history, and the yacht is just gorgeous, and I'm delighted to be able to offer her on the West Coast, and in particular, up in Alaska, so that's
going to be exciting.
It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, hopefully you come up and visit us up there.
I'm coming.
To chaperone some of these clients, the high net worth clients.
I think I have a fishing excursion planned with a friend already.
Oh, even better, even better. You'll see us.
Yeah, so my background is professionally, I was involved with management consulting and data and analysis and helping the Fortune 500 and the Global 50 companies solving business problems for a long time, which was overwhelming and stressful. And
in the LA, California area.
Actually, it was a global role. In fact, that's where I got into yachting. Was I have been traveling globally for all of my adult life and opening up markets.
Wow.
And helping companies open up markets and do new things with their companies.
It's always tough spearheading new projects though, isn't it?
Well, I guess I love that.
Yeah.
I love building more than I like operating things.
Yeah, true.
And doing charters is like building somebody's dream.
It is.
And I got to be friends with Cecile Blinn, who has been in yachting forever.
Yeah, everyone knows, yeah.
Everyone knows Cecile. And whenever you make a job change or you get into a new industry, the best thing you can do is find a person who does it better than anyone else.
Yep, there you go.
And become their protege.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I did.
Yeah. But it's a tough market. You honor yourself, charter brokerage. And I've done this for 25 years as a captain. And to be honest with you, I haven't really looked into the realm of charter brokerage or sales broker. I've just stuck traditionally as a captain. But over the last 12 months, I've been blessed and given an opportunity by the Glidewell team, Mr. G. Glidewell here.
Oh, hi.
Changed. And he's kind of said he employed me to build a charter program for Unbridled. And then I kind of used your analogy and said, all right, well, I want to build a charter program. I'm going to the charter brokers. And I said to him, what's the asset here? What's the biggest thing about Unbridled for you? And a lot of them said the crew and the location.
Brilliant.
So my job is to try to develop a crew and bring it to a unique location to get exposure for the platform. But what I realized in that journey is there's such a gap between a charter captain and a charter broker. And the client is working with both, but
yes.
I don't see the streamlined efficiency that I see in other companies and other structures. And that's what I'm excited to kind of work with you in and kind of how you would advise a captain. What can we do, not on our side of the fence, but in our industry? You know?
Such a good opportunity. And, you know, with everything, it's about trust.
True.
And so having a relationship and trusting one another and knowing that we're going to have each other's backs
on the good days and the bad ones. Is that going to come?
That's a big one. It's going to come.
That's the reality. A lot of time people do think it's sunshine and rainbows. And I go, they're tough. The behind the scenes of a charter program are not easy. There's equipment challenges, crew challenges, guest challenges. But how can a captain work better with a broker on the front end?
Yes. Let me know your style and let me know how I can help you.
Okay.
Because I find that captains, while there are a lot of similarities, many work differently from others. And by the way, sometimes you're much busier than others.
Yeah.
So, for example, let's say that I have a client who wants to charter and they charter kind of last minute. This is a situation that is tough on you. It's tough on me. You're already on charter.
Yeah.
We're in high season. I have a high-profile client that I care a lot about.
Yeah,
I'm putting a lot of pressure on you to make it the best charter of their life. So it's those situations that really define us as a team.
Yeah. That's there. So you do see it as a team.
I do see it as good. A team.
Because that's why I see it. And I see sometimes other relationships, I'm calling up and I'm trying to engage with the brokers. And I'm like, come on, we're in this together. Like, you're trusting me, I'm trusting you. Surely we can figure this out better.
And, you know? And just tell me, do you want me to plan every last detail? Or do you have some real strong preferences and ideas that you want to make sure are in the itinerary or communicated to the client? Are there expectations that you have that you think don't get to the clients? Yeah. Because I want to capture those.
Exactly. For the client.
For the client.
Yeah.
It's all about them.
Yeah. Because it comes back every year. The client, if they have a good, seamless experience with the same crew or different, you know, in terms of vessel, they want to come back and charter with a charter broker in different locations.
They do.
Yeah.
And they want to come back and see the captains too.
Captains and crew.
A big captain and crew. It's a big attraction.
Well, I put more on the crew for me. You know, as a captain, I kind of consider myself the coach here. I'm here to help the crew succeed, help the brokers, help the owner. But I do understand there's a lot of value on it, you know, as a captain. But...
And that's where most of the push comes from and most of the service that the client is so happy about.
Yeah.
But they really light up when they hear from the captain.
Okay.
They really do. One big mistake that a few captains have made with some of my clients is not said hello often enough.
Not engaged enough.
Like, you don't have to be entertaining them or being involved with service or anything like that. But just making it a point when they're out on deck to stop by and say hi and smile. It goes so far.
Yeah, I suppose that's why we've been successful on Bridal. We believe in it's about the client, number one.
Right.
But it's also about the flow. And I kind of look at it like a dance, where you've got to work with these clients to bring them on board smoothly, and you've got to keep crew moving in a certain pace and a certain direction to make guests feel comfortable. But I kind of have this routine where I kind of see them at breakfast, and then the early birds I have coffee
with.
And every time they go on excursion, you're kind of helping them with the excursion. Every time they come back, you get the feedback.
Yes.
And we move between heads of department. So the client, principal client, has always got the head of department, whether it's a chief stew or a chief officer, there to work with them to give that feedback. And that little triangle, myself, the chief stew, and chief officer, is so critical.
It really is. And it's different on bigger yachts, where you don't see the captain as often, but just to come by to say hello once a day, it makes a big deal to the client.
Yeah, well, I enjoy it. I mean, sometimes I get a little bit, I'm like, let me know how I can help. Not what's wrong, but how I can help. And then they eventually open up, they're like, you know what, if we could bring the temperature down in the cabin a couple of degrees, I'm like, perfect. Or lift it a couple of degrees, I'm like, that's the details I want. I want perfection. You
that's
know what I mean?
Awesome.
We've got a couple of questions here. Do you have one already?
I do. So we're looking at some of the things of how we can match together our charter guests, the broker, as well as the crew in the boat. So a lot of the questions are kind of geared towards that.
I love it.
We can provide that synergy. And also your advice for everybody else. One of the questions we're looking at is, what's the first step you take when a new client approaches you for a luxury charter?
Well, the first step I take is to try to understand what their dream is, what their vision is. And also, I try to match their pace of discussion, their pace of business, how fast do they want to contract? How fast do they want to charter? Because I find that a lot of high net worth individuals who come looking to charter, they're transactional people. And they're looking to make sure very quickly they size up. Is she friendly? Is she intelligent? Can I reach her night and day? Is she going to give me what I want? And does she know what she's talking about? And does she have relationships with anybody? And they size you up so fast.
Absolutely.
So fast. So
this is exciting because I've never seen this side of the industry.
Right.
Because we don't as yacht captains. We get the contract and we said, all right, we're off.
Right.
This is our business.
So the first thing I'm listening for is, how fast are they talking to me?
Okay.
What are their questions? And by their questions and the way that they're interacting, it tells you a little bit about where they've been, if they've chartered before. And there's ways to know that without asking questions that annoy them.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Where are you traveling? They start talking about the south of France and they go to Monaco and they're working on certain yachts. You're like, okay, understood. Right. You understand the level you're at. You go to Sardinia and you're in that crowd.
Yeah, so just meeting their pace. And for some charterers, it's their once in a lifetime charter.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, that might not be our top charterer where we're getting the repeat business, But we do want to please those families who, it's usually families, but the charterers who come along and they had the once in a lifetime trip.
Mm. Absolutely. And it's about providing that experience that we're looking for.
Exactly.
We had a recent charter and I remember speaking to the principal guest and he could not stress enough how important this trip was. And he just said, this is a trip of a lifetime. This is our trip of a lifetime with our family. It's my birthday. We're going to this area. I said, I understand. It's just as important for us. And that's, I think, when you start saying that with them, because for the crew it is. We're going to Alaska. We've got a challenge in front of us, and we have to make every charter unique, every charter customized. But what I think is the hardest thing about this industry, which differentiates us from cruise ships or smaller platforms, where there'll be a lot of clients, is that every charter has to be the best charter.
It has to be. And there's so much pressure on the captain and crew.
Yeah, so much pressure.
Yes, of course. But you're on stage. And, you know, we're their cheerleader when once you get on charter.
But you're also the person where the call gets made from the client to you and you get word that there's an issue here with this or that.
Right.
And that's where we have to, that's where the teamwork comes in.
Right. And often they've been drinking when they call me. So that's something that that you have to keep in mind. There's a lot of passion that comes with that phone call.
Yeah,
and sometimes it's alcohol fueled.
And then you have to go back to the captain and go, this happened. And the captain's like, well, this is that side of the story. You know?
Right. That's right. And so whenever I get those calls, my first goal is to just be a calming force.
Oh, that's why you're so good, Jen.
Just be a calming force.
I do feel that around you. And that's why I'm excited to be working with you on the West Coast.
Yes, me too.
Because the East Coast, we just did three seasons on the East Coast with Embraer. And there was success in Bahamas, Antigua, New England, and went to Maine. But what I find on the West Coast is it's a little bit untapped.
Yes.
There's a lot of expedition-based captains out here. There's a lot of private owners out here. But I don't see much strength in the charter market.
There is not.
Why is that? Like, because you've got La Paz, you've got Sea Cortez, you've got Channel Islands, you've got San Juan Islands.
We have so many natural resources to offer. And I have to say, that's what attracts me to being a charter broker. I mean, Northrop & Johnson has a great culture.
Yeah.
And it has an entrepreneurial feel to it.
I think so, yeah. And a family feel, too.
And a family feel.
You rely on, you know, we're a team.
And even though we're one of the biggest concerns in the world now, we have this startup feel. And we have an opportunity to be a market maker here. We get make a charter market.
Yeah.
Let's make it a good one.
Yeah. Well, you've got Unbridled on board and you've got the owner, Mr. Glidewell, and his fleet of yachts. We've got Captain Zach on Serengeti.
Isn't that great?
He's unreal. And those was the boat beside us. And
stars.
There's absolutely stars, rock stars.
Stars are aligning.
Yeah, the stars are aligning for us. And even Unbridled with the Wrigley family building the vessel, and now the Wrigley family owns
Helena Island. And that's part of the local history for us Southern Californians, is that we grew up going to Catalina when it was raw and natural.
Yeah.
And as it grew up, we grew up with that island. And now I would love to see, like the days off of Capri, people dropping anchor and, you know, and on dockage there and putting on their best for the day of shopping and seeing and being seen.
Yeah.
I want that for Catalina.
I can imagine. I mean, seeing you arrive today was glamorous. I saw you arrive in our Vanquished 32 and I'm like, this is special. But we went to Catalina last week and I see the vision because I see that kind of Southern French feel,
you know,
that European feel where you've just got to have some nicer restaurants, some better quality shops. But it is changing. It is known better than Bell.
It is changing. Hamilton Cove is like being in Greece. It honestly, you know, you can see all of the white condos and houses up on the hillside.
Yeah, I see that.
I was married on the island.
Oh, wow.
My son was married on the island.
Fantastic.
And we just love Catalina. Yeah. But there are so many other places to go. I would like to see the San Diego area develop more for yachting. It's a great sailing destination.
Yeah, it always has been.
The Bay Area.
But even Sea of Cortez and Costa Rica and Cocos and Galapagos. So Unbridled is kind of chartering in Alaska. Then we'll head down to probably Costa Rica, but we're hoping to get more charters, even in San Francisco, even in Channel Islands, even like weddings or special events. So I'm well zoned for that. I've got a question for you. How do you match a client's personality preferences and kind of group dynamics, whatever the event is, to a yacht?
Yes.
So you've got a client, he calls you up or she calls you up and says, we've got this event, 60th birthday, we've got these people. How do you then, you know, you go on different platforms like Yachtfolio and Charter Itinerary. How do you then go, okay, which boat?
Right.
Because that's the tough bit.
That is the tough bit.
Obviously, pick Unbridled.
Yeah, obviously.
But well, how do you do that? I mean, that's with the relationship, I guess.
It is relationship, but it's asking the right questions. And if you can get a client to do some dreaming and some visioning,
okay,
and you can listen for what they're picturing themselves doing with the group they're having on board, whether it's family, friends, whatever it is. And if they start talking about the bar and the jacuzzi, I think about that.
Outdoor spaces.
What does that look like?
Okay.
Right. If they're a big foodie, I start thinking about the chef and the presentation.
And the service
and
areas.
And the service areas.
And okay.
If they're talking about their family and their children being engaged, I start thinking about the crews that are really high energy, like to do something like fishing and
the wakeboarding,
who are going to be patient and teach that teenager to get up on that wakeboard that's never done it before.
I don't know, we're very blessed, I'm involved because it suits me. Like, I'm a diver instructor by trade.
Wow.
You know, a fisherman, really? I'm just passionate about the ocean and conservation. But a lot of the clients we get, they're right, they're a good match for us. It feels a good match. So the brokers are doing a good job. They like fishing, they like diving, they like adventure sports, you know, like the wakeboarding, the e-foils. So I think that must be tough. So you find a vessel, then you start negotiating with that vessel and then the go to contract.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. So we have the conversation with the client, and actually what we do is we present several yachts to them that might meet their needs. And they love the idea that they're shopping and they're selecting.
Okay.
And so there is this ownership idea that goes with their buying of the charter.
Understood.
Where they're selecting that yacht and they feel informed. They feel like they know the yacht.
And that's why it's important. The crew portfolio is updated.
Right.
The itineraries are updated. The pictures of the vessel are updated. Does social media have a space in that at all?
Not as much as it can.
Okay.
I think there's a lot of room for that to be grown.
Yeah.
Because what happens, I think the thing that I'm learning.
It's very forward thinking of you, Jenna.
Think together.
Yeah.
Look ahead together.
Yeah.
You know, I think the thing about clients in yachting is that discretion is where the trust is built.
Good point.
This is very different than the worlds I've worked in before where just competency and data and things like that were important and created.
Accountability.
Accountability. Yeah. Delivering what you promised.
Deliverables, yeah.
In yachting, it's mostly about discretion, trust, relationship, and a personality that they think they know that we get them. You know, and having the captain and crew, particularly the chief stew and then the chef, together with the captain on a Zoom call before charter. It's magical.
That's a good idea.
It's magical. I do it anytime you're up for it.
Yeah.
I offer it every time. And anytime you're up for it, I make it short, but it's magical for them. And they're now feeling kind of like the relationship is transferring. So the things that we've worked on for months without your direct involvement become a part of you. And they say, oh, okay, well now Liam's on the team, so they're feeling the team dynamic. So I like that.
Very much so. You have any questions? Just sort of
That's all right. Speaking of that, what's a particularly complex charter that you've kind of had to go through and navigate through, and how did you make that successful?
Well, I think there are a lot of things out of our control that can create, can turn a charter into something complex. On the planning side, it's those last minute charters that immediately throw us into the hot water where we have to pull it together very quickly, be ready for it, and give that client everything that they would have got if they'd contacted me 3 or 6 months sooner.
Yeah.
That's one area. And then the weather is often something that happens and, you know, you guys are on the hot seat, you're figuring it out, you're doing the best you can. But the client had something that they were stuck on that they just can't get off of, that the weather just doesn't permit anymore. Yep. And then the bigger issue that comes up is when a yacht is sold and the new owner does not want to keep the charters. And so what I do, and I'm not sure if other brokers do this or how advised this is, but it's usually part of what I tell somebody before they sign with me. I say, hey, listen, one of the things that can happen is a yacht can get sold, and I want you to know that's potentially good news because you get liquidation, you know, you get a bonus
for
having not chartered on that yacht. And we go and find a bigger yacht together.
Yeah.
So if that happens,
like, cancel, we're back
I don't want you to feel upset. Yeah. You know, so I try to, after I've sold the charter, but before they go, I try to talk about things that might go wrong that might feel different to them. Another thing is they want to know who's paying for me.
Like, where's the commission house structure?
Right. And I just keep it simple.
Yeah.
And I just say,
here's the business.
Yeah. It's in the business. It's built into your fees. You don't pay me.
Yeah.
You can't pay less than chartering with me, and we just move on. But those are two things that I find if I'm preemptive about the conversation, it makes the difficult days a little bit easier.
I've got a question. How do we not bridge the gap? Because I think there is fluency between brokers and captains. But to be open, let's say the unbridled program, and I like putting myself out there. I like a challenge.
Yes.
I like uncomfortable conversations. If a client comes to you and says, okay, I like this vessel, but we want to have a Japanese chef, or we want to have, you know, more dive instructors. How does those conversations work? Does a broker have the confidence to start speaking to the captains and saying, we have this client, however,
yes,
they would like to change, you know, they'd like another stewardess who has masseuse skills. So I'm sure you've had those difficulties.
Yes.
And do you get much transparency and much openness with the captains, or it's like, this is the crew, this is the platform, this is what you get?
Well,
because I want to help.
Yes,
I want to be flexible.
And I love this.
Yeah.
And I would love for the dialogue to be more open while we're selling charters. Because here's the three-legged stool. We have our wonderful central agent, and they are a big part of our success.
Yes.
And we need them.
That was a Sean Howard. Shout out, Sean.
Right. Shout out to Sean. And so they're a big, they do a lot of the heavy lifting for you and for me. And so they're the first place I go.
Yeah.
I would love to have the confidence to just say yes to the client.
Yeah.
And when I know the captain and I feel
good point,
like I'm going
to
be supported.
So you don't have to wait for the three or four conversations.
I'm not going to play the telephone game.
Yeah,
I'm just going to say,
you know it's going to happen.
I'm going to say, that is a wonderful dream and I know we can make it happen. And this is a captain and a crew that have vision.
Yeah, oh, that's what we strive for. Well, you've got us on your team, Jenna.
Right.
Because to me, people ask how many crew you got. And I'm kind of like, well, it depends on the client. Because and right now, Katie and I are looking at the clients and the brokers and the chief officer, and we're looking at what crew we need to work together. And some are temp, some are permanent.
Yes.
But we really have to focus on the client itself,
yes,
plus also what equipment that client needs on board.
Yes.
And so that's where we're trying to be a bit different in the industries. We're really trying to say, let's not focus on just the state of what we have.
Right.
Let's try and reach out there and be available for these clients if they want, let's say, a Korean, you know, specialized chef in a certain field, or a masseuse, or, you know, a bear watcher, or a naturalist, or a researcher. We need to have space for that.
But
we need the brokers to have seamless trust and say, they will make it happen.
They will make it happen. I love this conversation.
Yeah.
I'm not doing my job if the client is making their decision partly on how many crew members they're getting.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not doing my job. That's pretty low level selling.
Yeah, sure.
That, oh, well, I'm going to get you 6 crew on this yacht and only 5 over here, 14 on this one. Oh, doesn't that look great? And compare that to the money. It has nothing to do.
But you need a relationship where you say, look, I've got a client ready to book. He's going to have, he wants 6 jet skis on board, make it happen.
Right.
I'm going to say, no problem, done.
Exactly.
That's, I think, the relationship I want to work with brokers in. That they also push me a little bit because, I don't know, I enjoy that. I'm in here to make these dreams a reality. And the only way it works is if you have that mentality of it's got to be better than last year.
This is so good.
I love this.
So the best way to do this is to make sure that Yacht Folio is up to date, because what happens with us charter brokers is the client wants to shop. Like, I know what yacht that they need to have.
Yeah.
And I'm going to lead them to that yacht.
That they want to shop.
But they want to shop.
They're in control. It's their decision.
They want to shop. They want to own the decision. And so I need to stay in sync with them while they go through their buying process. And so the first thing I do is I let them shop and I give them their shopping list. So if you want to shine, and I do change.
More options available in your folio.
Well, just keep it up to date at least. And if I can know that the crew profile's up to date, I can do so much good for all of us.
Understood.
Because then I can say, oh, and your chief stewardess is also a jazz singer.
Oh, there you go.
You know, and yes,
not me for the jazz singer.
Yeah, not me either.
You're really contemptuous.
Yeah, don't let me do it.
What's your strangest request? Without saying names, what's your strangest?
Okay, yes. Well, discretion being the way to build trust. I will say that there are some crazy requests out there, and it's not for me to judge. If I can deliver on that, built enough trust with them that actually going to ask me for that thing, I'm going to make it happen.
Yeah, good point. Very good answer.
Crom, Little John at Northrop & Johnson. Yes. And he has a saying that I love so much. He's like, if you wanted to have a dancing bear on board, you needed to tell us before you got there.
Yeah.
And it's his way of reminding us charter brokers that the preference sheets, they're not really just the answer, just to get a preference sheet. That's really, it's great. It's the ante. But, you know, am I here just to collect that and then email it to you?
Yeah.
No, I need to read through it, try to really feel what's going on, and tease out from that client a little bit more about.
Let's do more Zoom calls. I like that idea because I know the chef. Every time I speak to the chef, he looks at the preference sheets and says, that's great. Can I speak to the principal?
Exactly.
He just wants to speak to the chief stew and the principal. They need to talk. He says, I can't be creative with this.
Right.
I need to speak to the principal's partner or whoever's making decisions on the menu. Let me have a brainstorm with them. Let me see how creative they are. And you're going to have a lovely meal today. You're going to have sea bass.
Oh, gosh, my favorite.
Callum Stokes is a beautiful man. I'm very honored to work with him, with all the crew. But that's the way we're trying to change our narrative on board Unbridled. We're trying to just really go out there to the charter brokers and villains that we're available.
Yeah.
Challenge us. Bring it on.
Right.
See what we can do to make sure there's a seamless experience for the clients. But I'm definitely going to do more of the Zoom calls in advance with the charter broker, number one.
Yes.
To try and understand the vision of the client.
Yes.
Because that's the goal, isn't it?
But we don't always know. So the little known secret is we don't always know. Because, you know, think about when you're making a big purchase. You're buying a boat, you're buying a house, you're buying a car. How much are you going to tell that person selling it to you? Like, you're going to lead the conversation in the direction you want it to go.
Yeah.
And some people like to be sold, like to engage, and a lot of people don't.
Yeah, for me, that's with clients, I'm patient for the first 2-3 days. Yeah. I just let it evolve.
Yes.
And with most of the crew, I said, just be patient. And there's things that are going to happen. It takes us time to work through this system here. And on the third day, most times a client comes up to this breach, and then it starts. Then the trip really starts.
Right.
You're in control. So whatever you like, we're here to make this vision correct. So what is your vision? And that's what I really enjoy.
Yes.
The day 3, 4, 5, 6 of a chart of it. I love the longer charters, the 10 days like we talked about. I really enjoy those because you're developing a relationship with a client and the family. And then at the end of it, you give the summary to the charter broker. And you're like, yes, we've done our best.
Well, and you've warmed him up. But my experience is that a lot of charterers are not comfortable in the beginning to get the most out of it. And so I try to break that down a little bit for somebody who has not chartered before.
Good.
And so I don't know the best thing to say, but I say, you need to think like you're the owner of that yacht. Yeah, because that's the key to the experience.
Yeah, I don't say that, but I kind of give them that. I said, this is your trip.
Yeah, you can't say it so much.
No, exactly.
You can.
But that's good how we can work together, because what I say, this is your trip.
Right.
You know, this is your vessel, and we're your tools. If there's anything we can do, let's challenge ourselves. And then they kind of go, okay, you know what? I really like to have dinner on the sun deck. And we were looking at them like, oh, that's tough. And we kind of worked on the logistics.
Yes.
And we eventually did it, because there's no there's an 8-person table up there, but we end up getting a whole lot of tables, putting it up there together for 12 people under the stars in Costa Rica at night on a full moon. It was put some vines around and some fairy lights. It was just like in the Mediterranean.
Please.
It was beautiful. And I was like, and I spoke to the charter agent, Sean. I said, Sean, there's a vision here.
Yes.
Like, every charter, I want to do this. This is beautiful up here, you know?
Gorgeous.
Good exercise, just juice legs.
Sounds dreamy. That sounds dreamy.
Anyway, we've carried on a little bit more than what I usually do, but I've really, I think we could go on for hours about this. I really want to go back, if it's okay. Firstly, where can everyone find you?
I am Jenna.Geiger at Northrop & Johnson, and I'm out there on yachts.
Perfect.
Come to the boat shows.
DM or message all these systems on social media, and I'll give you a hold of Jenna. In leaving, what's your advice for captains? Because I'm always open to advice. I think we grow by difficult conversations. From a charter broker to a captain, what can we do better as captains?
Gosh.
Leading our teams.
Gosh, I couldn't possibly advise a captain, but I can say for me, as a friend,
we're gonna have lunch together
as a
now.
Friend,
nice to
as
guys.
A friend, trust me,
okay.
I have your back.
Perfect.
That's the one thing I want to say. Trust me, I have your back.
That's good.
I'm always promoting you to the client. I'm always letting them know that the intentions are good. So my advice would be to trust me.
Yeah, yes. Trust. That's a good one, isn't it? Because it's a balance. It's like a yin and yang. We have to have the same vision of understanding the client's needs to get the results for the clients.
Right.
Because only then do they come back again and again.
Exactly.
And that's what helps our industry.
And you can blame me for things that cause them to have a better experience, but the goal is that we want to get them to come back.
That's it. That's what I feel.
So, yes.
That's how it works, the business.
That's how the business works.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's all
people goodness. Try and separate it and take a little bit, but I'm like, we all push this industry a bit better,
right,
and a bit more seamless and frictionless for the clients. We get more clients. And
that's
more
it.
Clients means more boats. More boats, more brokers, more crew. That's what I think the growth is.
And repeat clients are the best clients.
They are.
They really are.
But harder to impress. Like, I mean,
they are harder. They are harder for the captain and crew, for sure.
Yeah, we've got the third year now this Christmas. We're going to have probably the fourth, we hope, with the same repeat client. And last year, I promised myself I couldn't do better. We gave it all, every drop of everything we had, and we loved it, and the client loved it, and had such a good time. At the end of the trip, I'm like, I don't know if I can do better than that. I really don't know. And this year, I'm getting my energy back. I'm like, all right, what am I going to do?
It'll happen.
We'll do well enough. We've got a beautiful crew, and I'm proud of them, and they understand that all we can do is be a bit better every day. Just that 1%, that one step in the right direction. And we keep building on that. We have created a foundation. We've created an energy and a positive field that we're going to be better.
Yeah.
And people see that. And people engage in that.
They feel it. Now, if there's anything that I can say to a captain, it's that when I am on your yacht, I can feel whether your crew are happy. And so can the client. And on Unbridled, there is joy. There's joy in the crew. And people feel it.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have a wonderful summer in Alaska. Hope we get some charters together, Jenna. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Follow us on the Instagrams and the YouTubes. Go see Northrop & Johnson. If you're available, looking for a charter program, see Northrop & Johnson, see Jenna, and all the best. Have a beautiful summer, everyone.
I look forward to working with you.